Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. Glad to have you listening. Today's topic is about finding joy when you feel joyless. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From Joyless to Joyful, written and read by Carrie Eichberger. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. I knew what I needed to do, but it felt near impossible. Rejoice always? Really? How when I feel joyless? I'd hit a wall, finally crashed, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually suffocated of all joy. But I've practiced for moments like this. I'd memorized and recited Bible verses and knew God's remedy for being stuck in a joyless rut or falling into pits of soul exhaustion. Rejoice, pray, praise. But I keep cycling back, it seems, joyless to joyful, joyful to joyless, in circles. Life is steady. It gets heavier and harder. I hold God's hand. I pedal faster and begin to outpace him, then begin to loosen my grip. And without even realizing it, I'm on my own at an internal speed that's spiraling out of control until my whole being gives out. My hands fly completely off the handlebars, and I find myself tumbling onto hard pavement, numb with pain and incapable of movement. I have nothing left, no joy, no strength. But I remember, rejoice, pray, praise. So once again, I reach out for God's hand because I know I need his strength to just move, to do anything. I've come full circle. I've learned and I remember God gives me strength. I know I can find his strength in his joy. I know I can find joy when I rejoice in him. Are you feeling zapped of and lacking joy? Maybe you've been working hard and have run out of steam, burdened by busyness, dealing with devastation or disappointment, or possibly grief has taken a toll on you, and you may not feel much joy or any. I get it. I mentioned it's a cycle for me. Joy to joyless, repeat. Last week, I hit the downside after a long trek of overworking myself. But thankfully, God has revealed to me the resolution of reclaiming by proclaiming the joy he wants me to be full of, even in the valleys. And I would love nothing more than to help you refill with joy today with me. Rejoice. Remember the word rejoice. Close your eyes. What can you rejoice in? My numb mind, heart, and body sat down, stilled my soul for a moment, and listened. The birds were singing. The warming of the spring has yet to find its way to their wings, but still they sing. Maybe they're singing praises of the hope of what's to come, or the simple slivers of sunshine that are sneaking through the dark clouds. What can you rejoice over right now? One thing. Start there. Thank God for one thing. Then thank Him for one more. What is it? When you're weak and weary and your joy feels smothered, this might be hard. My soul seems especially stubborn some days or in certain dark seasons. You may be skeptical. Maybe you've heard this suggested before. But know, with God, you can do this. And truly, you'll find as you keep looking and noting one more thing to rejoice in, joy will begin to flow and swell. Intersecting faith and life. Spend some time today rejoicing in prayer. And keep praying. Talk to God about the weights you've been carrying, but also the goodness He's working with it all. Keep thanking Him. Thank Him for His wonderful creation. Thank Him for the people, even the difficult ones, He's placed in your life. Thank Him for the way He's already guided and provided. Thank Him for one thing, one blessing, one person, one promise, then for another and for another. Keep singing His praises. Like the birds that never fail to raise their beautiful songs each day, the melodies you release will begin to fill your soul with smiles and refuel your strength. Psalm 16, verse 11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." You may find yourself feeling joyless, but when you rejoice in the Lord, you will become more and more full of joy. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. That's Philippians 4, verse 4. Friend, rejoice right now and find joy right now. I know you want that. We all do. And in Him, it can be yours today and every gift of a day.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.